AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. World leaders are gathering overseas to remember D-Day, 75 years ago tomorrow, when Allied troops landed on the beaches of France, the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. This morning in Portsmouth, England, President Trump read from a prayer delivered by President Roosevelt on June 6, 1944.
In Portsmouth, where many Allied troops began their trip across the English Channel to the Normandy beaches, a ceremony marking the invasion that helped free Europe from Nazi Germany.
Our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor.
President Trump reading from a prayer Franklin D. Roosevelt delivered to the nation in 1944 as the invasion was underway, what FDR called a struggle to preserve civilization. The focus tomorrow shifts to France, and surviving D-Day veterans like John Rahn have been making a final trip to salute the fallen.
It's a last hurrah.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
The fate of Missouri's only abortion clinic is being argued in court today.
Testimony will be heard today in a court hearing on Planned Parenthood's request for a preliminary injunction that would keep open its abortion clinic in St. Louis, the only one in the entire state of Missouri. That state's health department declined to renew the clinic's license to perform abortion procedures, which expired last week, citing concerns about patient safety. But Circuit Judge Michael Stelzer issued a temporary restraining order, keeping the clinic open. If the clinic closes, Missouri would become the first state since 1974 without any functioning abortion clinic. I'm Matt Small.
The Florida school resource officer who knew a gunman was firing inside Parkland High School last year, but did not confront him, is under arrest. Scott Peterson is charged with offenses that could send him to prison for the rest of his life if he's convicted. This is AP Radio News. A government watchdog says the FBI has access to hundreds of millions of photographs. And that is worrying some people.
The Government Accountability Office informed members of Congress Tuesday that the FBI has access to about 640 million photographs that can be searched using facial recognition technology. The photos are from driver's licenses, passports, and mugshots. One FBI database known as the Interstate Photo System contains about 36 million mugshots. The FBI also has contracts that provide access to driver's licenses in 21 states. The information came from Greta Goodwin, a director in GAO's Homeland Security and Justice team at a House Oversight Committee hearing. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Sephora is closing its doors for an hour this morning to host what it calls inclusion workshops for its employees, after R&B star SZA said security was called on her while she was shopping at a store in California. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.